Now on to your comments. Each week we read your letters and listen to your voicemails. Here are some that we've received over the last week. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice paid a surprise visit to the Middle East. Last Thursday, we took a look at her trip, her historic position, and her legacy. A number of you responded, including Joseph Franklin of Sacramento, California, who emailed, "I was under the impression your program was to champion the cause of African Americans. Now I realize that you are here to extol liberal African Americans." Mr. Franklin goes on to write, "You can certainly disagree with her politics, but you must acknowledge that she is one of the most powerful black women in the world." Melanie Brandon of Silver Spring, Maryland, added this by email, "When we are stereotyped by others, we want heads to roll. But when we do the very same thing to one another, we want to rename that stereotyping constructive criticism. We have the right to hold whatever political beliefs we desire. Considering how we got to America, I would think we as African Americans should hold this fact in our hearts even more dearly." On Tuesday, commentator Todd Boyd took on Cristal Champagne after a top Cristal executive minimized the champagne's hip-hop market in a magazine article.
Interestingly enough, in spite of Rouzad's discomfort around hip-hop's embrace of his brand, he has yet to return any of the money earned from hip-hop's endorsement. In response to these comments, Jay-Z, who along with the late great Notorious B.I.G., endorsed Cristal unequivocally over the years with numerous mentions in his many hit songs, was correct in saying that anything less than a thank you from Rouzad for the business that hip-hop has sent their way is simply racist.
Although hip-hop artists have given the company free advertisement, Cristal never solicited Jay-Z, Notorious B.I.G., or any other hip-hop artist to act as spokesman. Maybe Cristal does not want its product associated with all too often negative, exploitive, and sometimes violent images in hip-hop videos and lyrics. And Kevin Clark of Rochester, New York added, "Cristal may be intentionally alienating a marginal constituency in order to keep a core. It makes perfect business sense, and racism plays no part in it." Finally, Jan Muncy of Cleveland, Ohio, wrote us about dirty white tuxedo pants and a brown plastic bag, a play about homeless veterans on stage in Los Angeles. What a powerful play. Is there some way to get a copy? Well, unfortunately, the answer is no, but you can contact New Directions for a CD of the music. Call Sharon Froschen at 310-914-4045, extension 165. We appreciate all your comments. Good or bad, we want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330, or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.